Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also tuning in online worldwide, thanks to our podcast, we're glad you all could join us as well. I'm so excited to welcome best-selling author Sierra London to our broadcast today. We had a recent interview with her about her brand-new book, Fake It Till You Make It, just out this week. We want to talk to her, though, about her writing journey, what it's been like for her to do what she loves as a storyteller, and then, of course, be able to share that with all of you. This book marks a brand new series for her, so we're going to get into that a bit and let you guys know how to stay connected with Sierra as well. Sierra, thank you again for stopping by the program today. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. You are very welcome, and I'm glad to talk about books, especially mine.
Hey, as you should be. You have earned that right, Sierra. So I want to talk about that because you are a reader as well. What has it been like for you to now be able to embrace being celebrated as an author yourself?
Wow. In some ways, it's surreal because for me, like I've said this before, I started out as a nurse. I was not an author. I was an avid reader. And I know how I feel about my books. I'm very protective of my books. I'm very loving towards my authors, right? You, like, put them on this mini pedestal on your bookshelves, right? There's a hierarchy. And to know that there are readers out there doing that with Sierra London Books and this new book, Fake It Till You Make It, sometimes I just smile to myself. Like, if you ever see me in person, y'all, and I'm just smiling, you're like, why that crazy lady smiling so much? It's because I'm just so thankful to be counted worthy, that I'm on somebody's shelf and someone is buying a story that I love to write.
Yeah, love that. And they definitely are doing that, Sierra, and being able to show their support of you. And as I was mentioning to you yesterday, of course, people are already coming in. At the time you and I spoke yesterday, there are already 2 reviews on Amazon. As of today, when I was prepping for the segment, you have 10 already, and the book just came out on yesterday. Talk to us about that experience, because here's the thing that's interesting about you, Sierra, that I've noticed. Readers are excited to talk about your books. They're excited to talk about the characters. How does that feel to have lived with them and now to see other people excited about them too?
To have other folks share in the joy of your story as a writer, like, it makes me want to get back in there. Like, yesterday was release day, and I literally put out a post that says, y'all, I'm still high from release day. And I woke up this morning and I started writing on an envelope next to my bedside. Now, of course, my computer's there on the floor. I didn't even want to bend over and reach for it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to start writing. And so that's what it does for me, because I'm like, you're excited to talk about story, my stories. I'm excited to give you more stories. So you know what I'm going to do? As a writer who loves to write, I'm going to get up and I'm going to start writing. So that's what reader energy does for me.
I want to ask you about something that we did not discuss in our previous conversation, but I think it's an important conversation for us to have, Sierra, and that is about trusting your own voice. I think for so many people in so many industries, we are so quick to compare people, right? In music, people say, this is the next such and such. You know, in movies, oh, this is going to be the next such and such. And unfortunately, we do it with authors too. But what has it been like for you just to embrace Sierra London's voice and to trust that when you write?
It's meant everything to me. You know, I am who I am, right? Like, every day, all you can do is do your best to be your authentic self as a person, right? So no matter how, you know, serious, fun-loving, goofy, wherever you are on the spectrum, all you can do is be your best self. And that's what I try to bring to my writing process as well. I'm like, y'all, I'm Sierra. I have a story to tell about women who look like me experiencing life. And I want to share that with you, how I see it through my eyes. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get something out of it. I certainly did during the writing process. So for me, it's been wonderful to have the romance community embrace the stories the way that I want to tell them.
And I love that, and I love the fact that you've been able to do that and to see the rewards from it. So when it comes to Fake It Till You Make It, your newest book that we know is already climbing the Amazon charts as we're having this conversation, Sierra, what was kind of the seed or the genesis of the story?
The seed is – it started with emotion for me. I wanted to write a book that made me feel good. I was, at the time when the idea came to me for this book, my husband and I were on our Sunday drive, because that's what fucks do at our age, right? So we were on our Sunday drive, leaving the D.C. area where we live, and we ended up in West Virginia. Y'all, we just got in the car with no real destination in mind. And there was a trigger that was hit for us as we drove away from home and drove towards the mountain and the land of waterfalls. And it was so peaceful, and it felt so good to just feel the tension slip away. And I wanted to capture that in a book. So for me, it truly started with that emotion. And, okay, what are the characters look like that would tell this story? What are they saying? What are their lives like? And that's how Anne-Marie, my heroine, and my hero, and his family was born. Because Eli, you're going to meet the Calvary brothers, and there are three of them. And honestly, they came to me before Anne-Marie did. So, yeah, just bringing that story to life and that feel. What are the words that get that feeling on a page? That's where it started for me.
Got you. And you and I did talk about how you were able to kind of let us be able to know both characters, where we're talking about Anne-Marie or through Eli as the story kind of unfolds. And you kind of put them in an interesting place, you know, and kind of see how their relationship evolved. And I love the fact that, you know, as you talked about, of course, we're going to be able to meet these Calvary brothers. Talk to us about the last name. Was there something we should take away from that?
What I love about the Calvary brothers is that you meet them in the context of family. Like, family is so important to our journeys. Whether they're there or not, they shape our outlook on life, and I think you very much see that when you see three grown men in the relationship with their mother on the page. It's not something that we always see in books. Now, of course, this is a small town romance, so everybody knows everybody. And what that brings to the page is you can get really intimate, for me, when you write a small town romance, because you do have that small town element where being nosy and knowing more detail is a part of the community. And so you get a strong sense of community through this family's eyes, meeting the people that they meet, interacting with the folks that they interact with on a day-to-day basis. And it gives you a deeper understanding of who Eli is as a character.
Right. Yeah, I think that is the interesting thing. And I love the fact how they're able to open up to one another and also to find a connection maybe that that maybe we wouldn't expect. I'm not going to spoil this, but one thing that I thought was interesting, as all of us know, Sierra, and I know I've experienced, you've experienced, there's always something that triggers other memories. For Anne-Marie, we're able to find out why she doesn't like bullet trains. And you know, and it kind of goes to a story with her family. Talk to us about that, what it was like for you to kind of give them this backstory that helps us to better understand where they are in the present, where we meet them.
Oh, my gosh. So, y'all, I know backstory, too much of it can slow a story down, but it is so vital for you understanding the character that before you on the page. In Anne-Marie's case, like understanding this city girl who decides to bloom where she's planted in this small town, it is so important for you to understand where Anne-Marie came from, the relationships that have impacted her, that being her mother, the dynamic with her father, and the dynamic with a man in her past. Like, I think to really embrace the journey that Anne-Marie is on, that fake it till you make it, because she's definitely in this fake it stage when the book starts, and
yeah.
Getting her to the make it part where she's her best self and embracing all her talents and saying, you know what, I know that I have value in this world, and this is what it looks like for me. This is how I express it, and I will not allow anybody to deny that for me. Yeah, you have to know her backstory to fully understand how much growth she has gone through in this little small town, and it's unexpected for her.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the thing. And I love the fact, again, their evolution as we're able to see them as well. There's that funny part in the book where Emery says to Eli, "I've changed." And I think we're able to see that for them both in many ways. What was that change like for you to see unfold, Sierra, as the creator of this series and these characters?
I celebrated both these characters. So when I first started writing Fake It Till You Make It, I wasn't sure who would grow the most. Now on the other side of it, looking back, I can definitely say that it's Eli, but you can root for both people. And that's one of
right.
the things that I really loved that I was able to do for this book. Like, you want to see Anne-Marie happy, healthy, and whole. But you also want to see that for Eli as well. Like, I think you can root for both of these people. And that was important for me, because in love, like, you don't want to choose, right? You want to love them both equally, and I feel like you can do that with Eli and Anne-Marie's story.
I love that. And I love the fact we're able to see Emery's empathy as well, and understanding. And I think understanding why sometimes the people we love, our parents or others, make the decisions that they do, and sometimes realizing, as we see Emery does, and again, I'll talk around it, how a lot of times it's not even for that person, it's for those that they love that they do it. And I think I love that, because, again, I think that's the relatability. Do you think that's also the key for your readers also, Sierra, that these books are fun to read? I mean, this book was very enjoyable to read, and we know, you know, these are characters you've created, but the lives they're living are lives that people live. Do you think that's part of the connection that your readers feel with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I love, and I say this in, like, my tagline, like, heroines you know, heroes you love, romance you can feel. That's what I want to bring to every story. I want my heroes and heroines to be relatable. I want you to feel like, you know what, I know someone like Anne-Marie. I have seen this person in my life. I have seen the Calvary family in my life. I've seen people in Eli's circumstance in my life. And I think that's what makes the journey enjoyable, because in real life, you may not get the type of ending that Anne-Marie and Eli found together, but boy, don't you want that for the people that you love and you care about.
Yeah. I think that is the big thing. You know, I asked you this question before, but for our radio audience, I want to ask again about, you know, you've been on this journey writing different types of books, giving people characters that they can root for, they enjoy, you know. Did you feel any added pressure, Sierra, when it came to creating this new cast of characters and this new series?
I felt excitement, pure excitement. As an indie author, you know, I published 40 books before I got to Fake It Till You Make It. And this is my first traditional book, right? The first book that's going to, you know, that hit bookshelves across the country. And I was excited for the journey these two characters were taking me on, because I feel like these characters have truly ushered me into a new place in my career. And how exciting is that? You know, how exciting is it to start as a writer, writing 30 minutes a day on my lunch break at work, to now being a full-time author and seeing my books in a Walmart, in a Barnes & Noble, in a Target, in a Books A Million. That's amazing to me. So, yeah, I'm saying take no prisoners, feel no fear, Sierra, go boldly into that good night, right? Like,
yeah, love that, love that. And as you should, as you should, and I think that's the great thing, and I'm so glad that you are feeling that, Sierra, because it's definitely well-deserved. And, you know, I want to ask you another question that we didn't get into in our previous chat. And here for our audience, we're on the radio side where we have avid readers, but we also have aspiring authors. And I'm sure because of what you've been able to achieve, Sierra, you get questions from authors, aspiring authors, about the journey. What advice do you normally give those who are looking to start their own writing journey?
I'm going to say this, and I know you've heard it before, but I'm going to say, just write. And I say that because we're all storytellers. We all tell stories all day long. Life is a book of stories, right? Stories we tell ourselves, stories people that have told us about ourselves, stories that we show the world, what we want the world to know about us. Life is full of stories. So you have a story to tell. Take the constraints off of your life, right? We're constrained by all different things. We're constrained by time, by demand. Put that aside and tell your story, because no one sees it exactly like you do, right? And that's the authentic piece. We can look at the same elephant. And when I say elephant, I mean the same scramble of words, and none of us will see it exactly the same way. Take these 26 letters of the alphabet and rearrange them into a story that speaks to the message you want to put into the world. And trust that you can do it, because you're already a storyteller. You're already telling stories every day. Now you're writing it down. Write your story. Dictate your story. However you get the words on the page is the right way for you. Because I'll tell you, when I write, sometimes I write on an envelope, sometimes I write in Pages, sometimes I write in Scrivener, sometimes I write on the back of my hand, sometimes I dictate. It doesn't matter. I'm getting my story done. Don't confine yourself to one way. Just get your story done. That's what I would say.
Love that. That is great advice. And you all are hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand the importance of just going for it. Appreciate that. Again, everyone, best-selling author Sierra London has been our guest. Sierra, I have really enjoyed these conversations with you, and I'm so excited for you and all the great things that are happening for you. Congratulations on this new series. The first book is Fake It Till You Make It. It's out now. You can get it in paperback. That's how I have it. You can also get it in Kindle. I have it that way, too. So you can be able to be a part of this conversation that Sierra is having with her readers. Of course, as she mentioned, it's available on Amazon, but you can get it through, of course, wherever you buy your books as well. So make sure you all take advantage of that opportunity. And Sierra, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Yes. So I have a website, SierraLondonAuthor.com, and it's Sierra with one R, because there's only one of me. I'm an original. And I'm most active, y'all, on Facebook. So you can find me on Facebook every day, but I'm also on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and I plug into X every now and then. So I'm out there just just come on. If you see my book out in the wild, take a picture, send it to me. I thank you so much in advance for that, because I just love seeing my story out there, knowing that it's being consumed, that it's being devoured. It's a wonderful adventure for me as an author.
Yeah, love that. Well, look, it's definitely deserving. I'm so glad that our audience can be a part of it. And Sierra, looking forward to our next conversation together.
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
Okay, sounds great. And we thank your audience for taking care of this conversation with us, joining us for this conversation with Sierra London as well. Have to give a special shout-out to our mutual friend, LaShira Lee, for setting up this chat with us for today. LaShira, thank you so much for all you do for the literary community as well. And for your audience, we appreciate you too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.